but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go, one we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day for this country that I love, that you love, that my partner in justice loves. Shady Groove, get on in here. It is 9:15. It's September 15th already, Shady Groove.
It is September 15th, halfway through the month of September, getting ready. I think we're like 53, 54 days away from the election here, where we change everything that you know to be the case with these corrupt elite that are marching around in front of you, acting like they're better than you, acting like that you owe them something. In fact, it appears to me that we elected them. They owe us something. Changing that conversation, Jeff, getting down to it.
Yeah, somebody said no sound. I'm just double-checking. We have sound. Let me just hear Shady.
It is September 15th.
Yep, there you go.
Yep. Halfway through the month.
We have sound, folks. So there is sound. If you don't have sound, just go ahead. You can't hear this, but type it in the chat, somebody. Just refresh. Sometimes that does happen with Rumbleia. Welcome to rumble.com/MG Show. Welcome to Red State Talk Radio, redstatetalkradio.com, where you can always use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio. And don't forget, we're on Brighteon.tv. We love Brighteon.tv. Mike Adams and the crew, you know, we're on a conference call every day with him and Scott Adams and Alex Jones, apparently. He says, hello, Finn. He loves you. They all love you. They love our trolls. So, whatever that means, Shady Groove, isn't that great to be on a conference call with these guys so they can tell us what to say every day?
Yeah, it really is. I've got the whole script right here in front of me. It's written out. It's perfectly placed, except for it's like missing that third paragraph. You're gonna have to copy and paste on that one. But we got the rest of it.
We might have to wing it. Ghost Rider K, let's go. Good morning, Patriots. $17 Rumble rant because we are not sponsored by Lucifizer or anybody else for that matter. We're sponsored by only you, our listeners. Thank you very much. And, you know, with that, we're going to roll that beautiful bean footage, Producer Yeti.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
You save your pennies. Your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Aha, welcome back. You should hear me in my ear. He sounds like pop a little button, two, three. He sounds like that owl. MyPillow.com/MG Show to help Mike and the guys. It helps us. It helps you. It helps Mike save up to 66%. Call 1-800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. Anywhere on MyPillow.com or my store. Use code MG Show for extra savings. Shady Groove, welcome back.
That yesterday that Hardee's put out a post talking about their pillowy biscuits.
Yeah, pillowy biscuits. Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't know, man. It's just, I mean, you might not have heard of us or something like that, but now you know about our pillowy biscuits or something like that. It's crazy.
Never miss a chance. We're proud the FBI looted them at the Hardee's.
Yay. And then apparently, so we didn't cover that in the first hour yesterday's show. If you missed yesterday's show, make sure you go and check it out. First hour is pretty much about Mike Lindell, the FBI. And then at the second hour, we dove in deep on the Durham investigation, or excuse me, the latest filing of the Durham filing that just breaks it all down. I think we had the most comprehensive coverage because we actually read the documents together. And it's interesting when you do that because you find things out that you don't know because the truth is learned, never told. So we read it all together, Shady Groove. I mean, that's just how we do it.
Yeah, and it was really interesting whenever you kind of go through that and look at it. I think this guy Danchenko at some point is going to be like, wait a minute. Why are you guys putting this all on me? I didn't realize I was going to be the fall guy for all of this. So we got to do something different. And I think that's in the process of happening right now.
It's amazing. And I just want to just really quick address something on Truth Social, folks. Truth Social is over there. Make sure you get over and follow at In the Matrix with three X's, at Shady Groove with three O's, and at MG Show, and at Wet Yeti, too. Follow at Wet Yeti, Y-E-T-I, you know, like the furry white-haired thing that runs around in the Arctic.
Moist. It could be moist.
It's not moist. It's wet. Oh my God. So we've been anons for a long time, and it really gets discouraging when our own anons don't read the cue drops or ignore certain cue drops and all the research that we did. We love this guy too, Relentless Truth at LeBron's on Roids. He says, I've seen many guesses of who P is. We may never find out, but he thinks that it's Peter Paper Piker Poker Pecker Pecker Wahlberg. So Wahlberg is the one that owns the trust, apparently, and Wahlberg is the one that financed the Vatican, and Wahlberg is the one that basically has all the railroads. So apparently it's Peter Poker Pepper Wahlberg. But guys, let me just tell you, he might be one to watch. He works for the trust that is owned by the pay sewers. We did so much research, guys, that even our own anons have missed it because of the wrap-up smears. And I want you to understand that the research that we did, we tried to disprove it. We tried to discredit it. And, you know, we were like, oh, well, we're not going to do another show because maybe it's misinformation. And then Q posted this. I mean, how clear, guys, I tried to say if it was Pope. I tried to see if it was Pindar. I tried to see if it was Peter Pecker Wahlberg. It's not. I looked at every angle, Shady. We looked at every angle to try to disprove our research. Now, it's not just a post. I want you guys to learn for yourself. Go to t.me/paysewer and decide for yourself. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. Hey, Q, does P equal Pope? Pope will be having a terrible May, all spelled out in Killbox. Not those that backed him will soon see the light. P in the Killbox. And P happened to fit. This is the biggest puzzle. This is the biggest one. Paysewer seems to fit, Shady Groove.
And just so everybody knows that we put that information out after we did what you said, after that we tried to prove it wrong, after we were going through all the rabbit holes. That is when we published this to go forward. And just I think it's extremely interesting. I mean, if it was what Relentless was saying, then why isn't it W, not P? It makes no sense, and there's no way to find it with that code, with code like so. It's just really interesting. I don't understand why that post number 1970 doesn't solve this, except that I understand what it is we're chasing. And I understand that what it is we're chasing has been working diligently for over 100 years to erase the idea that they even exist. So they don't want you to know that they exist. And the idea that they were even found out, or this contract was even found way back in the 70s that led to all of that research that was done before us, would not be there. So I think it's very interesting. Everybody wants to slide.
And, you know, it's great research. It's real history. I mean, history has been rewritten. Up to and including Nixon, who is expunging the name Paysewer out of the records for Congress, guys. I mean, all the sauce that we have. And then, you know, you just make one post on Truth Social thinking that it's this guy. I mean, guys, please take a look at it. Take a look at it, Anons. We were attacked as soon as I mentioned that word so you wouldn't look at us. The Anons. Mm-hmm. Please take a look at it. It's very compelling. Queen Marie Antoinette was beheaded. She is a Paysewer. Queen One was not. Queen Two is. You know, they have the Daniel Paysewer came over to the United States with 48 families. They had the Virginia Company Trust, and then they switched it when Louis Cass Paysewer continued buying up all the railroad. That's how they did it, by trade. They took your country over by hidden agenda, which is how they do it everywhere, by the trade routes, the trains. Okay. They own all the railroads. They own all that. The three railroad companies are the parent to the Federal Reserve, not Wahlberg or whoever this guy is. You know, so I understand that he might be a big player, but he works for these guys. The Rothschilds work for these guys. I've always felt, you know, we've all heard about the Rothschilds, but I was like, there's got to be something more. And by God, we found it. And I found it because of Q, Shady Groove.
Yes, exactly. And that's who was pointing us to it. And you have to search the coded message. The coded message was a P. It is a P. And so that's what Q was leading us to, and said it was specifically that it was not Pope. Those who backed him. So, you know, it's interesting how that it can be so obvious, and at the same time, it seemingly intentionally ignored.
Yeah. And, you know, we just, you know, the Merovingian bloodline are the Paysewers. Somebody said your 13-hour, you know, 13 bloodline research. It's more than 13 bloodlines, guys. You got to understand that. You know, it's more than 13. And that's what people don't get. And, you know, you've got the Li family of China, which we've found, L-I, the Li family, who's probably behind all this Chinese control because they're the bloodlines. You know, Paysewers, I believe that Bush is a Paysewer. He was put to rest on an engine, a train engine, and went through Spring, Texas. Springs is the name, Springsteen. Springs are the name of the Rothschilds that took over the management of the Paysewer Trust here in the United States. I mean, the research that we have, Shady Groove, is just very compelling. And I really want you guys to understand and maybe go back and learn it yourself, because, you know, every time I go back, you know, it's just amazing. And we've got on that channel, Shady, t.me/paysewer, we've got video number one, video number two, and our Trust the Plan thread. And while I was doing the Paysewer and Trust the Plan threads, I was being cued.
Yeah. And so really, essentially, that this, we talk about the bloodlines and we recognize it's bloodlines, but effectively what we are talking about is a trust. We are talking about a monopoly, a trust, if you will, that's organized in a way to where all the people that are participating are in the club, that became the Federal Reserve. Everything that is outside of that club has been being acquired by the people within the club over the last 100 years and bringing it into that trust. So what you have, you call the United States, is actually a trust or a fiction entity that was developed and cooperated with by what you would know as the Fed. The economic system is completely 100% based around that trust. The United States of America and body politic based in Delaware is the Pesor Trust.
Yeah. And little Diane is posting a link that it might be a good link, but how about using our research, little Diane? I can't confirm their research. I have seen it, but what I have is a lot more, you know, this is our show, and I hopefully you use that. I want you guys to go to t.me/Pesor to check it out. You need to. I really implore you to. It's fascinating.
And like you said, I want people to see it. I want you guys to see it for yourself. You're not going to understand it if you don't go and look at it. The ins and outs of the manipulation that occurred to set this up going back over 100 years was dramatic. And not only was it dramatic, the New York Times and other publications at the time, newspapers, were talking about this family, what they were doing, how they were controlling, how they were garnering control over all the mining, how they were garnering control over all the railroads in America. And they were concerned and writing articles in the New York Times circa 1905, 1899, that were trying to identify how they were manipulating last names. In other words, the Pesors never used that as a last name. They used other last names like Rothschild, names that you've heard of, are agents of the Pesor Trust, not the surety.
That's right. And here it is. This is who really owns the Federal Reserve, not Wahlberg, but possibly the Charleston, Cincinnati, and Chicago Railroad Company. The Charleston, Cincinnati, and Chicago Company is the parent for the Federal Reserve. The privately owned Central Bank of the United States, the Pesor Empire, became heavily involved in banking. Their Lancaster Bank became North Carolina Bank, then Nations Bank, then the biggest bank in Texas, Interfirst, of which George Bush is the director, that merged in 1987 with Republic Bank to form First Republic. This was later absorbed by Nations Bank, which then became Bank of America.
Oh.
Research. So, you know, there's a battle continuing for the control of the Pesor holdings, and it appears that they are controlled by the Rothschilds. There's, you know, transnational criminal organizations, the EO from the White House, from President Trump, the executive order blocking property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. This is when we were looking at Dick Bove was poised to take control of the Federal Reserve. You know, this is the thread, guys. This is the Peugeot. That's actually a French name. It should be spelled like the car. Peugeot Committee, the Pesor Family Trust. This, it was actually in, not Weinstein or whatever the guy's name is. P equals Pesor. I'm sure of it, guys. And just, you know, please look at the research.
It's compelling and it's overwhelming. And you realize really quickly that this is the center. If you want to talk about the WHO, if you want to talk about the CDC, you want to talk about the USDA, you want to talk about the DOJ, the Department of Energy, all of those entities were created out of this trust. Why does the FBI protect its people, not the American people? Isn't it interesting that everybody that the FBI protects is part of the club or part of the family, the CIA, the same strategy?
Yep, and here we go, Shady. This is the Pesors and other Illuminati families are intimately involved in the rise of the power of the Rockefellers. Leroy Springs was hired by L.C. Pesor. Springs, they later changed. So this is the Rothschild, Springs. They're the Rothschild. Okay, so, I mean, it's pretty good research. I mean, you know, check it out, guys. This is good. This is the U.S. Congressional Records. It's actually in there. Pesor family were supporters of the United States government. Look at, here's the estate number 12317 Pesor. This is actually in the National Archive, Shady. This is in
Yes.
How they operated the railroads. This is how they did it. We got the families of the bloodline. This is probably taken out, boom, but some of this is true, so I included it. But, you know, how do you hide a message in clear sight? Well, you put the CIA book called Bloodlines of the Illuminati. They host it on the CIA website. Very interesting stuff, guys. So check it out. Oh, this was interesting, too. This is a Q post right here. Oops, it's going to do that. This was a Q post, which was interesting. It was my post, right? Coincidence, Matrix movie. It says, now comes the conspiracy label. Deeper we go, the more unrealistic it becomes. Let me see if I can make that bigger. There we go. It becomes, the end won't be for everyone. That choice to know for you. So page one in the introduction of the Bloodlines of the Illuminati says, the truth, on the other hand, didn't always tickle the ear and warm the ego of its listeners. The light of truth in this book will be too bright for some people who will want to return to the safe comfort of their darkness. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It's basically in this post. Now comes the conspiracy label. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. The end won't be for everyone. The light of truth of this book will be too bright for some people who will want to return to safe comfort of their darkness. The deeper we go, the more realistic it becomes.
That's happening.
That choice to know is yours. The end won't be for everyone, right? The truth, on the other hand, doesn't always tickle the ear. So it's backwards. That Matrix post on my birthday in 2018 led me to this. Pretty wild.
Boom. Pretty wild. Boom. And it's a little over four years ago that we produced this in the Q post 1970. It's been 4 years.
I'm checking the notes, Shady. They don't want us talking about bloodlines.
I didn't see that in the memo. What is a memo? I know what a mom is. I know what a thermometer is. What is a memo?
Weren't you on the call today, Shady? Come on. They said no bloodline talk.
Oh, gosh, I missed it. It was early.
Yeah. Well, that's because we don't do it. We don't care what they say. Follow the bloodline. Back on the block with conspiracy theory. Yeah, so that's a little bit. GE is an original pay sewer company. Westinghouse is the French. They were bought by French. They're moved up. GE sold its 150-year-old rail business to a French company. It's all there, guys. I mean, the research we have and have done, MKEL says that Vault 7 has a lot of information on the railroads as well. Very interesting. So there we go. I just wanted to just point that out, Shady, because we work so hard on that information, on that dig. And then there's the Trust the Plan dig. So t.me/paysewer if you want to find out more. Shady Group.
It is really not a small thing to say that this is the target. Whenever we talk about the globalism, where does it reside? Well, it resides right here. This is how the world works. This is the way that they've compiled their interest all down to a very few number of companies, and that they puppet the Federal Reserve right now. The target is the Federal Reserve. Donald Trump's target is the Federal Reserve, and that's why you're seeing what you're seeing go on the surface now. All of this stuff, they're trying to create World War III. They're trying to create a new pandemic. They're trying to set all of these different things up. Why are they doing that? Because they need an event so that you, as American people, don't remember that the Federal Reserve was created for one purpose, to control inflation and the money supply. That literally is the reason that they're there. And right now, what you're watching is a massive looting of that vault by the globalists, and they need a cover. They need a cover story, and their initial intention was to set off World War III. Then nobody would notice, but then Donald Trump came along, and Donald Trump has actually targeted this trust as the Federal Reserve. And I think that, you know, I think that this is going to be what he runs on. He's going to run on getting rid of all of this corruption. And that's where it resides.
Yeah. And so we're going to go turn to the rail strike. Imagine that. The U.S. railroad strike averted as tentative deal is reached. President Biden describes tentative agreement as important win for the economy and American people. And he's hanging out in Delaware where the trust is. And he's a Biden rabbinet. Oh, man. So basically, the White House, and we're crossing the Delaware in a Durham boat. Buckle up, buttercups. The White House said Thursday it had reached a tentative agreement to avoid potential railroad strike that threatened to shut down a crucial vein of the U.S. economy. President Biden said that the tentative deal, quote, is an important win for our economy and the American people. He credited the unions and the rail companies for negotiating in good faith and reaching a tentative agreement that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruption to our economy. The Biden administration had been holding talks with representatives from both sides to avoid transport disruption that could have snarled supply chains, putting new pressure on prices when inflation has been hovering near a four-decade high ahead of Friday deadline. Passenger rail provider Amtrak said it would suspend all long-distance train services starting Thursday to avoid passenger disruptions caused by potential strike by freight workers. While the negotiation didn't involve Amtrak workers, the company's long-distance trains operate on freight lines. This is President Biden. This win is for the economy and the American people. Rail workers will get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around in their health care costs. I thank both the unions and rail companies for negotiating in good faith. And this is from Secretary Marty Walsh, says moments ago, following more than 20 consecutive hours of negotiations at USDOL, the rail companies and union negotiators came to a tentative agreement that balances the needs for workers, businesses, and our nation's economy. Amtrak said Thursday it's restoring its long-distance train service. The company was contacting customers to accommodate them on the first available departures, a spokesman said. So Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, who has been meeting with the representatives, applauded the agreement on Twitter moments ago. We just read that. White House didn't specify the details of the tentative deal. But, you know, what I also heard, Shady, is that they want to eliminate conductors because it's, you know, a human cost. They want to replace it with GPS and computers and just have an engineer and a computer. So there's a lot more to this story, I believe, that we're not really being told.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely think there's a lot that we're not being told. And it's also very interesting that they use this to generate tons of headlines that all this stuff is getting ready to happen. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're now painting Joe Biden as somebody that can go in and negotiate and fix things. That's an optic play is what it looks like to me. And maybe a setup from the beginning even.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. And, you know, we had, I think on Bannon today, he had a guest on there that actually was pretty good. Let me just find his name here. Chris Stallworth. Let's watch a little bit of it because, you know, he's actually on the front lines.
A union employee. He wrote a really incredible piece in Newsweek magazine. Newsweek, I got to tell you, has just done an incredible job on having guest columnists and opinion. They got a lot of guys on the right, people on the left, but it's always interesting. Charles, the reason I wanted to have you on, I hear there's some interim deal with the train strike, and people talk about, you know, how many billion dollars a day and all that. The thing that struck me about your piece that was different than anybody else, you actually talk about something we've warned people about on the show a lot because we're super pro-labor and pro-working man, is this whole rush to automation. The rush to automation, whether it's in the airline industry or whether it's in the trucking industry or cars, all that. You bring up this concept. You say, hey, the only way you can really think about this is a concept called positive train control, which sounds like a good thing until you explain it. Walk us through what you think the heart of this issue is with the unions about safety. Safety for not just cargo, but safety for people, sir.
Well, and the thing is that really what it is this is the way that the railroads are trying to take the conductor out of the cab. What they want is only the engineer in there, and that's it. And so once you have just the engineer's up there by himself, him or herself, and they're the ones that are running it there. So now you've eliminated that role right there. So they're really pushing this. And with this tentative deal, they're holding off on it. And I think it's one of those things where once this finally kind of got out in the public, where this has kind of become you know, mainstream and everyone's looking. Now, all of a sudden, the railroads are saying, oh, well, we'll just hold off on it. They're bringing this back once the fire goes down. They're bringing it back, and they're gonna try to get that one person in the cab, and then move on to no one in the cab at all. And
I just want to make sure people understand something. We see these long freight trains going across the country. Are you saying right now where there's an engineer and a conductor, two sets of eyes?
Yep.
Are you saying they're with a computer? They just want an engineer and they want the other human factor in there removed for a labor reduction cost. I think you said there was already been a 29% drop.
Just to have that conductor out of there. And so my thing is that, and I'm kind of wondering why the union isn't bringing this up. So the engineer is the one that controls the train. Of course, the conductor is the one that goes that actually, if you have to get off for any reason or any kind of issues or anything that's happened, he's the eyes and ears of the engineer while he or she's the eyes and ears of the engineer while you can't see what's going on. Plus, if something happens to positive train control, which that happened on a trip that I was on not too long ago, the GPS signal was just lost. So now we're running back old school again. You see what I'm saying? So now the positive train control can't actually keep, you know, doesn't know where the train is. I'm also looking at the fact that you've got to look at there's possible cyber attacks and things like that. So to just sit back and say, well, we can just rely on this piece of, you know, this piece of technology just to control the train, just so we can save some money, is pretty amazing. And they're going to bring.
Do you think the objective of the train companies is to eventually get both humans out of the cab to have the whole thing run by a computer?
Absolutely. That's where it's eventually going. That's where they want this to go. And the thing is that if you look at this, that it's purely all about saving money. That's the reason that they're running these 10,000 foot trains. You're running 10,000, 12,000, 14,000 foot trains through urban areas, through suburban areas, through rural areas or whatever. They're running these trains just to save on paying their employees and things like that. So you have crossings blocked. That's what I brought up in the article. You have crossings blocked in Liggett, Texas. And I totally forgot. A friend of mine told me about this, reminded me about this. In Liggett, Texas, there was a child that had stopped breathing. The parents were trying to get to the EMS was trying to get to the parents. They were having to pass equipment through the train. Or, you know, and because the train was sitting on a crossing, this happens all the time. Not too long ago, I think that was last month, the engineer had a heart attack and died on the train. The conductor, because the conductor hasn't been licensed to actually drive the train, had to get on with the mechanical department and they had to get the train or show him how to actually move the train and move the train up to a crossing where they can actually get to the engineer that had already died. So I would think that the union should probably say, hey, just like in airplane, with airplanes and things, the co-pilot can fly the plane as well. Why would you not have dual qualified, the engineer and the conductor, yes, able to control that train? And now you have two people that can actually control that train to have that, you know, to have that fallback just in case something else happens. You don't know what can happen, especially when you're dealing with inhalation hazard, chlorine cars. You got inhalation. That's what I brought up in the article. That liquefies your lungs if you breathe.
And not to mention, guys, you know, let's think about cyber attacks on the system. Let's think about the satellites, the GPS. I mean, there's so much that could go wrong. And this gentleman brings up a great point. You know, they're running through urban areas, Shady Grove. They're running through your town, you know, because the Pay Sewer Network owns all that land on either side. I mean, they can pretty much do what they want. I think you're starting to, you know, see the picture. They were thinking that they could do this, hurt you and the economy. That's really what they want to do. They don't really want this deal to go through. They want supply chain issues, in my opinion, Shady. What's your take on it?
Well, I think that you're right. I think that they do want supply chain issues. I saw an interesting comment from somebody in the chat that I'd like to address real quick, because you made a very good point. You mentioned that someone mentioned that a monopoly is different than capitalism, and you are absolutely correct. Monopolies are completely different than capitalism, and this is the problem that we have right now in our country, is this trust that we talked about at the top of the show is essentially a monopoly. So they have monopolized the economy, and they have done this for approximately a little less than 100 years total. And now they're screaming and yelling that this is capitalism, and trying to teach people that the monopoly is actually capitalism. That's essentially the issue. And, you know, if you talk about the trains and the different aspects of this, guys, how else would chlorine get to you? Let's just take, for example, you have water systems. Every city has a water system. Every city's water system has to have chlorine in it. Chlorine cannot move by airplane. Okay. So the rail lines are very, very important in our supply chain. And I think that it's interesting, because we saw this lead up to, like, oh, well, you know, if the railroad, I mean, they were even making contingency plans saying FEMA was going to deliver imported supplies and all this nonsense they were doing the last few days. I think it's very interesting that this is the conversation we're having, because essentially the railroad conversation is the conspiracy conversation whenever you boil it all down.
Shady, why don't they like the pipelines?
Because the oil from the northern Canada regions moves on rail, and there's contracts on those rails that bring it into America. And whenever you create a pipeline, all of a sudden you don't need the railroad anymore. Isn't that crazy? Why would you target that as a first move of an administration to stop pipelining, which is the safest way? Like you said, you're moving this stuff through communities and towns. It's a lot easier and safer to move the oil through a pipeline than it is on a rail that's crossing intersections and cities and bridges and all this nonsense all the time.
And the bloodline totally controls that. Totally. Total yes, control. 100%. You'll watch.
Yep.
I think History Channel, or one of those channels, Discovery History, they did a really good about the railroad families. Now, they don't talk about the payseurs that actually financed all this, because they were just trustees for their particular railroad. But it's very good. The bloodlines were fighting amongst each other. You know, I'm going to, you know, block the bridge so you can't bring your stuff. But they all coalesce together. They're all, you know, in the trust together. The six companies are talking to the union. They control the unions as well. You know, Amalgamated Bank, the foreign billionaire, it's all controlled, guys. The picture should be painted pretty clearly. So Peter picked a poker Weinstein, whatever his name is not P. Paysoor is.
It is.
And I
stand by that. I stand by that research, because there really is nothing else that fills the void. And like you said at the beginning, we tried to fill the void with everything that was presented or everything that could be thought of. Nothing else fit.
I don't feel blurry, Poussaint. Do I look blurry?
You don't look blurry to me. Poussaint doesn't. She needs to put her glasses on.
Maybe Poussaint, you're blurry. I love you, Poussaint. Maybe I was, because that does happen with my camera quite a bit. Shady Groove, wow. So, you know, we've burned, you know, so that's why I wanted to bring the Paysoor, the railroads. And, you know, the Paysoor Bank, Lancaster Bank in the Carolinas, was the first bank, basically, in the U.S. And it became the Bank of America as you know it today. Now go look at the paintings. Go Google Bank of America Charlotte headquarters and go look at their paintings. You might find something that looks a lot like the Denver Airport in there. Pretty interesting.
That's
You'll find
what I was getting ready to say. Very similar to the Denver Airport. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to find the Black Cube. You're going to find everything. You're going to find the Stairs of Enlightenment. You're going to find a little boy that looks like Donald J. Trump, which is pretty interesting to me. Pretty interesting. Jeffrey got into Pelosi sauce because I'm blurry. That's right, Patriot. You got my joke. Patriot 80, the Patriot 88. Thank you so much. Wow. Oh, and Amber, thank you. Appreciate that. So Shady, I wanted to really just spend a couple minutes, because the people, you know, are, you know, and it's good. The theory that look, I want to just make this clear. This is not an attack on anybody. This is like, I looked at your theory. I can't prove it. But I do think that the person that you did identify, LeBron's on roids, is a tactical person that works for the bloodlines on behalf of the trusts. So, you know, I'm not taking anything away, but let's remember Q. We did a show on Sunday. Then we did another show on Sunday on the Q Lounge Live, Paysoor 1 and 2. And after that Sunday show, I said, oh, maybe Shady, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe it's disinfo. right? And you remember that conversation. And I think it was Monday or Tuesday, we might have had that conversation. And the very next day, Q posted somebody that was trying to prove us wrong. Hey, Q, does P equal pay sewer? And Q reposted that. Very interesting.
Very interesting. And like you said, there's nothing else that fits the puzzle. We have a puzzle piece missing, and we're attempting to figure out how it fits in there, and nothing else will turn and fit into the position of the architecture. I mean, guys, we're talking about the architecture of America. We're talking about the architecture of the economic system of the country that was co-opted and infiltrated 100 years ago. Nothing that we know is freedom. Nothing that we really, truly, honestly know is real capitalism. That's the carrot that we're trying to get to. That's what the prize is at the end of the road here, is to actually capture our systems back. Donald Trump saying, I'm here to return power back to you, the American people. Well, who had the power? Didn't you already think you had the power? What's he talking about?
And remember, Duke Energy is a power company. You know, there's a lot of different and interesting things. Very powerful people were behind Epstein. GE, mm-hmm. Power, they do that as well. They do they do everything. I mean, they do a lot. They did the satellite system with we did that decode on, the satellites. And what was the name of the organization? Why am I forgetting it right now? NRO, the NRO, National Reconnaissance NRO. Organization. Yeah, that's also a very interesting dig that people missed, because people were believing the attacks on us about the Bloodlines Shady Group. Once we said the word Pesor, it was over. I mean, it was like, oh, full blown attack. Now, I just want to play this minute 30 second video, Shady Groove. Check it out. You'll remember this very well. Thinking. Yeah, you got to love when this happens, especially when I'm going to play a Pesor thing. Remember?
Thinking.
Yeah. How did we meet 5 years ago? Keck Productions says, how did we meet 5 years ago? What did I find in the natural archives, the National Archives? Yeah, you found the word Pesor. He was trying to prove us wrong, Shady. He was trying to prove us wrong.
And I welcome that. I welcome anybody that thinks they have a better theory right now. We've said it from the beginning that, with any new information, we can update the mainframe. The truth is learned, it's never told. And everything that we say we have to be able to prove, we can't directly prove that that's what Q meant. Q showed us that was his commentary by reposting that post. It leads us to believe that the research is what speaks for itself, not necessarily the Q post. The Q post just kind of undergirds what we're talking about.
And Bob Dobbs Jr., I see that you're very interested in this topic. You're somewhat correct in what you're saying, but I want you to go. I really would implore you. I really want Bob. Go to t.me/Pesor and check it out. I really want you to check it out. I think you'll appreciate it no matter what, because this isn't a Republican and Democrat thing. This is how they usurped the United States of America. And how do you take over the biggest country? And this is how they did it. Shady, I'm going to play this now. Let's see if it works.
Here we go. So Neon Revolt yesterday put out an article bringing attention.
I don't know what's happening. See, here we go. Look at that.
You got
Shady.
Gremlins. There's a gremlin.
It's the word Pesor, guaranteed. Yeah.
That is the gremlin.
Oh, here we go. Maybe we don't have sound, but this is, I feel like the floor right here, basically, okay, so I wish I had more hours of the data process information overlay we've been receiving. It all started a few weeks ago for me with the CIA website. So this is it. This is when Neon Revolt actually hat tipped us, Shady Groove, about it.
Revolt yesterday put out an article bringing attention.
Then he started attacking us, remember? Yeah, this video, it's weird, Shady. I don't know what's wrong. But he said he thanked the Anons, myself and the other Anons, all the people that worked on it, for finding P was Pesor, because he thought it was some Indian company. I can't remember, or Indian family bloodline. But interesting stuff, Shady Groove. I just really implore you guys to go to t.me/Pesor, PAYSEUR. It is Telegram. It'll be worth the download if you don't have it, just to view this information, Shady.
And it's really, honestly, guys, it's everything. It's not just the railroad companies. It's the mining companies. It is all the infrastructure that was built over time. The Q post that says over time, what happens? They collect these different corporations. They bring them in under the header. You look like right now out there at your food companies. All your food companies are made or are processed and produced by like five or six companies. All your meat is being processed and produced like four or five companies. All your media is being produced by four or five companies. This is the way that the structure works. This is the way that they have infiltrated and taken over, all the while making people believe that they're just that everything is random, making people believe that American capitalism is firing on all cylinders, when in reality a very, very select few are at the center controlling everything.
Yeah. It really is. And we found it. And then those other people's work for those other people. You know, it's very,
yep,
very straightforward. So the bus lines work, Shady Groove. Apparently, we got the bus lines working. this is interesting. You got to love it. This is two buses were sent to drop migrants off in front of VP Kamala Harris's residence. Here you go, Kamala. I mean, look at that sight, Shady. Let's just reverse this back a little bit. Look at this. Look at the people. Look at this. There you go, Kamala. Is the border secure?
Well, remember during the debates, she was, she was virtue signaling to Joe Biden about busing, and so now she's got some busing.
She's got busing, all right. Holy moly! And if that's not going to start red pilling people, I don't know what is. You know, she's sitting there saying that the borders are safe and closed. And now she's got here. This is a meme. We've got to love the memes.
Look at our bus! Oh, my God. I love it.
All right. Fox News alert moments ago. This is how the scene looked. Buses full of migrants, illegals who cross our border illegally, at Vice President Kamala Harris's doorstep.
That's right. That is Embassy Row, Massachusetts Avenue in the northwest part of the state. A lot of them identified themselves as being from Venezuela. They apparently, this trip originated in Texas, according to at least one person on.
Oh my God, I love it. Right, Kamala, do you love it? Yeah, you better, because it's your problem, pal. We had the wall closed, Shady. We had it, and we had, oh my gosh, you know, so I hope people are, you know, waking up. Then we had Ron DeSantis, Shady. he shipped a bunch of people. Oh my gosh. So he shipped a bunch of people to Martha's Vineyard, you know, the home of where Obama lives, Hussein. You've got other people that live there as well that are big names. But kudos, Ron DeSantis, my governor. I love you very much. And then this is Kamala on Sunday, and then illegal immigrants outside of Kamala's residence. Let's check it out.
And if 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever, you're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that is a priority for any nation, including ours in our administration.
And Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. We come in.
Hello.
It's free.
It's free. And he's standing on the residence of Kamala Harris, Shady Groove, saying that.
Wow. I mean, the optics of this are absolutely perfect. She literally said that the border was under control, and then they showed up at her house. her neighbors must not believe her now.
Well, you remember where she, doesn't she live in the, where does the vice president live, Shady?
At the,
Santa Bay, the national, what is it? Atomic clock.
Naval Observatory.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's where she lives. And also, it looks like, Shady, you can't make this up either, that remember Q said National Guard will be deployed in 12 cities. Do you remember that?
I do.
All right. So shipping illegals gets liberals to call up the National Guard. Seems like we need it to happen in 12 cities then. Between shipping illegals and Amtrak shutdown, the National Guard should be in dozens of cities very soon. So Illinois governor deploys National Guard in response to migrants being sent from Texas. Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a disaster proclamation and deployed the Illinois National Guard, Shady. Oh, real quick, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. We love you guys very much. Go over to mg.show is our website, or rumble.com/mgshow. But look at this, Shady. Why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities? Trust in your president. God bless patriots. Interesting, Shady.
Very interesting. And the essentially, isn't this funny? I mean, look at like they were virtue signaling not 3-4 months ago about everybody should be able to come here. There's no problem. They're a sanctuary city, whatever. And now all of a sudden, you got to call the National Guard. It's just people, Jeff. I thought it was just people. What happened?
What happened? What do you think would happen? They did the 2020 election and put the globalists in charge that want to make you a third world country. Is that what happened?
God, yeah, I forgot that part. Sorry.
I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, you know, how's your gas prices? How's everything going, neighbors?
I paid $7 yesterday for diesel, so it's not doing too good out here.
All right, you're doing good, Shady. Let's do part number two as we go out of this hour. This is funny, Shady. Alex Stein versus Rhino Dan Crenshaw. Ryan 2. Eye Patch McCain, Dan Crenshaw against Alex Stein. Let's check it out.
Man, you're just such a little loser. Yep. I'm trying to grab my thing. Look, you're too slow. He's too slow, Navy SEAL. It's funny, Dan, how you said you're tall. Yeah, I'm small, but I'm so much taller than you, Dan. I'm so much bigger than you. You're just you're a little sad little boy. I'm the little one. Imagine me calling you out because you're a globalist. Oh, I got a job. I work for the Blaze. I make a lot of money. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, Dan. Yeah, I make a lot of money. Yeah, I'm a loser.
This is the guy who tells veterans that their service.
Yeah, because there's a weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. I'm anti-war. I'm anti-war because I don't believe. Did you guys find any weapons of mass destruction?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Oh, where was? Oh, what weapons of mass destruction?
You're actually going to go down this route, Alex.
Yeah, because we don't have any weapons of mass destruction.
You're looking like a fool right now.
I'm the fool. You're the one that's getting more money to Ukraine. You have a homeless issue. There are so many issues here in America. Who cares more about Ukraine? Yeah, it was. You guys' service was wasted.
You're disgusting.
For globalists and bankers.
You are the modern day version.
Oh, I'm the modern day version. You worry more about Ukraine than our border.
You are the modern day version.
Who cares more about Ukraine than he does about America? So you're a globalist. Why don't you take care of America? You don't care. That's your problem, Dan. You don't care about America. You don't care about Texas.
Disgusting.
Do you think there's an invasion?
To be a comedian,
is there an invasion on our border right now?
You used to be a comedian.
Is there an invasion on our border right now?
Maybe you should go back.
I still am a comedian. Is there an invasion on our border?
You're not very good at comedy.
Will you admit that there's an invasion on our border?
There's an invasion on our
border. I know, but you won't do anything about it. But why do you give $80 billion to Ukraine? Why do you give $80 billion to Ukraine?
I think you're getting the numbers wrong there, buddy.
Oh, what are we at, $100 billion
now? No, it's not even close.
What are we up to now, Dan? And they even say none of those weapons even go to the front lines. So why don't you start caring about America?
Actually, they do.
You don't care about America at all, Dan. Yeah. You're a globalist. You're a traitor. You're a dwarf. There's Dan Crenshaw. Come on. Come on,
the
dude.
Modern-day version of the people.
Oh, I'm a piece of shit. You're the one that's a globalist. You're killing young children for no reason, sending them to war for nothing.
I got to be ID'd, Yeah, you're harassing a member, an officer. It's only harassing a member.
Well, am I under arrest? Or
no, you're being stopped in the ID.
Not right now. You're being stopped. I just need some identification.
You can hand it to her.
Thank you. For future reference, when you're wanting to interview members, you cannot physically stop them from going their way.
I'm not trying to talk back. I didn't physically stop anybody.
I'm just letting you know from what we were getting from members of the public was that you were harassing members that were trying to go back and forth to their votes. You are not allowed to do that, so I'm going to let you know the rules and the laws that you are being told that you are breaking. And okay. I'm going to let you know that that's what you cannot do.
Okay, am I allowed to leave?
You are allowed to leave.
Okay, thank you.
There you go, Shady.
There you go. And real quick, you know, this is not a funny situation. Or is it George Bush? Check it out, Shady.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
They never found them.
Nope, no weapons over there.
He was looking under his desk. It's a funny thing, isn't it, Shady Grove? Yeah, not so funny. There you go. They never found him. Shady Groove, that wraps up our number one, Shady, already. We're going to take a five-minute break at comfycozyrumble.com/MG show, redstatetalkradio.com, Shady Groove.
Boom.
Oops. Oh, well, wrong one. Keep talking. Thank you.
Not do the other one. Now that one.
Yeah. That one? This one. Okay. Thank you, Groove. Groove of Shady. I love you so much. Thank you. We'll be back right after this. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighton.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited-time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory.
Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
Getting crazy, baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate. Accelerate, find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate, separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight, pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force, forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on these streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour and troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the serpent.
One day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digest it. Suspecting something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accept it. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, blind, not a sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
One day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now.
Sing it, Shady.
We need you now.
Yeah.
We need you now.
One day.
This part, sing it.
One day. I hope you see the truth. This puppet show says
he's on because of you fools.
We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God,
get pumped up, guys.
Come back home. This crazy world
one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Yeah, we sure do. Welcome back to the MG Show right here. Rumble.com/MG Show, Red State Talk Radio. Welcome back. We love you all. Thank you very much. Shady Groove, that was awesome. You were really bellowing that out there. Yeti did get you. Yeti did get you. Yeah, tarp or a trap or whatever. It's all a tarp. But really good. I love that song. It gets me fired up to fight this deep state one more time because the storm is coming, Q, for heaven's sake. Love that line in that song, Shady Groove. I don't know why. Two guys singing the news in the nude, Shady Groove. That's what MKL ate. Well, she said news. MKL, we love you. God wins at the end. That's what she wants you to remember. They forgot the ending of the book. God wins in the end, Shady Groove.
Yes, they did. And they also, they seem to be forgetting a little bit of history. As we move through this, we like to reconnect back to the beginning of our country. And one very powerful statement was, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes and exhausts and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. And that was Will Rogers, one of the great American patriots that helped engineer this country and helped engineer this country without a democracy. We are not a democracy, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how hard and fast the mainstream media wants to tell you that, not the case.
Where's that Yeti? Hit the wrong button. Where is it? I heard him. He's better now. You're 5'5".
Wait
a second.
There it is.
Bonster accuses more lip singing from Shady. Thank you very much, Shady Groove. Yeti hit the wrong button. It wasn't me. And I just want to take a second. Demos, I typed it in the chat. Demos actually did a $17 Rumble rant in honor of our friend KLC. We've known him for a while, Shady, 3-4 years, give or take. It is his birthday today, and Demos donated a $17 Rumble rant in honor of KLC's birthday. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, KLC. Hope you have a great one, sir.
And I think I got him on Facebook, too. I wished him a happy birthday. Ghost Rider K says, God, we need you now. $17 Rumble rant. Thank you. And Bonster made fun of you being muted because Yeti hit the wrong button. Not me.
So I was muted.
Yeah. So let's I can actually bring Yeti onto the screen. He would probably be very mad at me. He's typing.
He just put a flannel on his head.
He did. Oh my God. So let's go ahead and show that. Here is Yeti with the flannel on his head. There he is. I don't know where he is. Wait, here he is. Coming your way, guys. There he is. There's Yeti right there with the flannel. It's Flannel Thursday in the room. That's what we see. You guys got a little bit of a scene of, you know, what we see behind the scenes. So enjoy that. But we actually get to see Yeti.
Some days it's not pretty.
He's red right now. Look at him. Was it hot underneath that flannel, or are you just red because we embarrassed you? Both. All right. So, Shane,
you're about Matrix pushing the wrong button next time.
Yeah, think twice, Bubba. No, we love our Yeti, and press 17 for our Yeti. Give him some appreciation.
I'll give one just, in there for that.
Yeah. Just know that we love our Yeti, and we have a lot of fun together behind the scenes. And you know, sometimes you know, with the deep stuff and dark stuff that we deal with every day, it's fun to have a little bit of fun.
And it's great to have great people. Everybody, the show wouldn't be what it is today without all these great people on our conference call every morning.
Yeah, like Scott Adams. And Scott Adams wants to play this meme from Dan Scavino. That's what's next on the list. So let's check this out. This is interesting. Enjoy it.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government, while the people have borne the cost. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs, will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries, making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. America will start winning again, winning like never before. At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America.
Trump. Wow. Pretty much described exactly what we were talking about earlier in hour number one. Real quick, Zinfa 722 needed for today's goal. Thank you so much, brother. MKEL 88, that was a $34 room rant. MKEL, rant for KLC's birthday. Where we go one, we go all. James says, we have to remember faith over fear as we continue in this movement. Where we go, when we go all, nothing can stop what is coming. That's right, James, with a $20 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. And then Patriots KLC, 45, 45, 45, 45. That's right. And soon to be what, 47, Shady? I know there's going to be 16. I know, I get it. But we're just going to count in the system that we have right now. Shady Grove.
I want to read you guys something really quick, because this plays into what Mr. Scavino just posted from Donald Trump. The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We are all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question, put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend freedom and liberty to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope and made false promises, and the evil and corruption only grew. This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our people from those who wish us harm. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety. This is about preserving our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America. We are all God's children. We are fathers. We are mothers, we are daughters, we are sons, we are brothers, we are sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color. We are united in these states of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again for God and country. Please answer the call and vote. God bless America. Where we go one, we go all. Q. You disagree with that message, then you disagree with America. And that is Q post number 2436.
Wow. I love that. And at the end, I just hear everybody's voice. Remember we did that video, Shady? I just hear everybody's voice when you read that too. I love that post. It's one of my faves. I end that string of posts. Guys, Rudy Rooster, $1. I got a $1 holla. Demos, holla holla, get a get dollar. Rudy says much love. Demos, heart. Hey lady says holla dolla. MKL for the children. Absolutely, that's one of the main reasons why I fight Shady Groove. So yeah, God bless you guys. One nation under God, says KLC. Thank you guys, and happy birthday, KLC. So Shady, you know, moving on to what's next. Oh my gosh, there's just so much happening. This is on the notes here from our call today. We have to do a liberal's mass. We have to do a meme. So this is a liberal when mass immigration starts affecting their hometown. Biden, finish the wall. When they come out with the MAGA hat. It's your Homer Simpson when he gets sucked into the bushes and comes back out with a MAGA hat. So he's got a Biden hat, sucks into the bushes, and comes back out in a MAGA hat with a bell that says finish the wall.
Yeah, we've now reached, I think, roughly 78% of the country that does not like where the country is going. You can see it. You can see it clear as day, everybody. I know that they want to make you think that you're put over here in the corner and you don't matter and nobody is going to listen to you. But man, I'm telling you, 78% of the country now see that this is going in the wrong direction. They can manipulate things and they can control things and they can do their little shenanigans, but they can't control 80% of the American people. And we're pushing on that number right now. People being on the same page. This is a great thing. This is an amazing thing for all of us to agree on something needed to happen. And I think that that's part of what this whole conversation we've been having for the last 4.5-5 years is about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's been quite a, you know, and if you didn't follow the cue like we did, it's going to be hard to understand it. And if people don't understand it, they're going to reject it, or you know, just you know, make it sound like it's nothing, or QAnon do this, QAnon that. It's a very, and a lot of people here that are on this wall at rumble.com/MG show been on the whole thing with us. They've seen it all. They've seen our research as it happened. Q posted during our shows. You got to understand what we actually understand, guys. And that's why we're still doing the show. Shady Groove, dollar bill, y'all. Real quick, the dollar hollas are happening. Corey for Truth, here's another dollar for y'all. Thank you. Love you, fam. That's Zach. Alchemist Zach. We love you, brother. Embattled Farmer, every dollar is a vote for the show. Add yours. Love you. Zinfa says, $1 is great, but 10 is better. And 100 is even awesome. Oh, God bless you. And then Rudy Russo says, Zinfa, I accept your challenge, $10 Rumble rant. And then we got one more from Demos. Hey, your donation talliers, I'm making your job hard today. Take this. Another dollar Rumble rant from Demos.
You know, really, the spirit of this show is effectively what we're talking about right now. The reason that we decided to do this show in the beginning was because that we knew that there would be so many new eyes coming to this conversation down the line. And we understood that people aren't going to be able to understand exactly what it was that Q was sharing with us. And so what we want to do here is we want to provide a place for you to, if you red pill someone, or you're having a conversation with someone, or somebody's interested in things are going on, we're hoping that you will utilize this space right here, this group of patriots, to come over and to share their thoughts and feelings, you know, that to share about what conference calls that they want to do on a daily basis. You know, you come right here in the chat and share it with us and be a part of what we're doing, because we're going to be saying a lot of the same things over and over again. And we said that a long time ago, that this is part of what we have to do, is we have to create the truth instead of a narrative. And so many people out there, content creators, decided to create a narrative instead of talk about the truth. So we're hoping that this can be a home base, not only for you, but for you to send people that you care about and love as they wake up to hear, to this, to the party. The party is the rebirthing, the great awakening of America, the modern era of utilizing technology and freedom at the behest of the people. That would be amazing. And that's what the goal is.
We're having quite a Kekapalooza with the $1 Rumble rants. We love you guys. James, thank you. Rudy, thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you. You know, when I was in sales, you know, I was doing small deals. Zinfa, thank you. White Whiffs, James, he just did a $2 one. But, you know, when I was in sales, Shady, I always was after the big sale, right? The $1 million deals, right? Yeah, or millions of dollars of deals. But you always had to do the little small ones to keep the lights on. My boss said to me one time, wood shavings make a wood pile, and they sure do. Holy Kekathon. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that. And Shady, I wanted to go over this. You sent this to me the other day. He's like, Jeff, we'll just watch this really quick. And right now, I'm not going to say, you know, right now, you know, True the Vote, Catherine and Greg need your prayers right now for success. They need your prayers for success in whatever they're doing and whatever they're doing today, tomorrow, the next day. This is amazing what's happening, guys. I wanted to play this, Shady. This was very interesting. Ready?
Yep.
Let me get it queued up here. Queued up. If you missed it like yesterday's show, go to rumble.com/MG show to catch up with queued up. Last night he had a show. Here's
golf course this afternoon.
There we go.
So we have an update to the suspicious meeting that Donald had at his golf course this afternoon. So as you all know, he hopped on a plane last night, rushed over to DC looking all disheveled, didn't have time to change his golf shoes even, and didn't have time to brag about why he was there until finally he had to put out some kind of statement because everybody was like, dude, are you getting indicted or what? So he took a pre-PR photo and said that he was working on the Potomac River, what have you, at his golf course. And then a bunch of pictures came out showing Donald Trump meeting outside with a bunch of people like he's some kind of mafia boss who doesn't want anybody to hear their conversation and is worried about bugs. And so they met outside instead. So, of course, the masses are trying to identify all these people in the picture. And one of the suspects is this guy who tweeted yesterday that he's been radio silent because there's so many moving parts and they're too sensitive to share right now that a lot is happening. And he wants a Confederate patriot to please pray for a meeting that's happening tomorrow, 9:12 in the afternoon. And then he says, I know you'll know what to do. I don't know exactly what that means, but it can't be good.
Pretty interesting. The Truth by Greg Phillips. That was September 14th at 10:33 a.m. Interdasting.
Crickets.
Somewhere.
Nope.
Where's the cricket?
I don't know. I can't find it right now. You guys.
I wish I could imitate a cricket.
Well, you can. I've heard you rubbing those two legs together before.
Knew that was coming. I set myself up for that one.
Yeah, you did. We did. So let's go over. We talked a little bit about the Durham what Durham dropped yesterday with his court filings. It's very interesting. There's more happening. Durham is happening. They're starting to report it. Trump Russia probe. Check it out.
On the show about new activity from Special Counsel John Durham in his investigation into the origins of the Trump Russia probe. Durham's office is now going after a suspect accused of helping concoct a false narrative designed to cripple the 2016 campaign of then candidate Donald Trump. Joining us now, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, thanks for being here. This filing from Durham, it did provide some info that we learned about this case that they're getting ready to go forward with. In simple terms, what are we learning?
Well, we've learned a great deal from Durham, much more than we actually received in some of these aspects from the Mueller report. He's already disclosed a great deal of how this Russian collusion case really was established, the funding of the Clinton campaign, of the dossier and the Alpha Bank allegations, the use of their lawyers to fund these efforts. But this focuses not on those lawyers and not on Steele, but who helped Steele put together the dossier, the critical character that played that role. It turns out that the FBI not only paid Steele for a period, but then they paid this individual to collect this information or to share his knowledge about possible Russian collusion. So he was on the Russian payroll. Now, the problem is that the American intelligence believed that the Steele dossier was a likely source of Russian disinformation. And so the FBI was effectively paying someone who's been accused of bringing in information that might have been disinformation from the Russian intelligence services.
So the FBI is paying Igor Danchenko, and in the meantime, the Clinton campaign is paying to get this information into the bloodstream, and it's getting into the bloodstream.
It is. They were very successful. What's interesting is the Clinton campaign denied that they funded the Steele dossier. That denial was even made into Congress when investigators asked campaign officials in the presence of their general counsel, Mark Elias. And reporters later accused Elias and others of hiding that fact. But what we have now is a much more complete picture of how they did get this scandal into the bloodstream, how they worked the media, how they worked friends in the FBI. And now we find out that the FBI not only funded Steele himself, or actually paid Steele himself rather than funded, but also paid his main source. Now, the key here is that the Steele dossier has never been established as true, and American intelligence quickly threw flags up that they thought this could be Russian disinformation coming through the dossier, which was funded by the Clinton campaign.
Right. And you start to see how this all comes together here in making this case against then candidate Trump and then soon to be President Trump. Last thing quickly, where do we think this goes for the people who are frustrated by the time it took Durham to move things forward and the people who are always frustrated that investigations never seem to end with anything? What does this end up being? A big report that spells everything out?
Well, there is a hope that there could be a report that will help clarify this, because every filing by Durham, we learn critical facts that we didn't have before. You can also see why Durham was so motivated in this investigation. There were stories about his unhappiness with the Inspector General reports that did not include some of this information. We don't know if he's preparing other cases. He has this trial next month and to try to secure these convictions. What we don't know is whether he has anyone else that he is considering indicting or whether he plans to release a report. I think that there is a great need for a single report, for him to bring transparency to what has happened, because there was clearly a great deal left out of the Mueller report.
Jonathan Turley, as always, thank you.
You know, very interesting word choice there with the blood. It gets into the bloodstream, the bloodlines, the interdasting to me. Wow. But, you know, Durham is not a report. It's indictments, Shady.
It is, and boy, Brett Baer having a hard time getting through that interview, wasn't he? He seemed like that was difficult. He was like, "Well, where's my Russia collusion? I'm losing it out here.
I don't see it under there." No, like George, right? All right. So, wow, you guys, a bunch of $17 stand up. Love y'all, Lena. Oh, we love you, Lena. We're all mad. $17 holla for two dudes doing the news. Lee League 17, send them some bucks if you give a cluck. Oh, thank you. Dub Shady, you know it's not a planet. Say it. It's not a planet. No, we fool by a NASA space magic. Much love, guys. Thank you, B Dub. We love you in there. EJP, $100. Let's up the ante. Original Clag, thank you so much. Seems a small price to pay for the work done. God bless you, fellas. God bless you, man. Carrot Top, Russian Nation. Where have I heard that before? I'm not done, Shade. They're going crazy over here. Embattled Farmer. Wow. Challenge accepted. EJP, let's hit that goal today. And then Walden's Apartment says, you guys deserve more than 20, but I have to be careful. Absolutely. With your spending. We all do. Got a family. I hope. Though you guys are the news, news of the future. I know you guys will always be honest. Thank you. It's very simple. It's a fact, whether we like it or not. And, you know, if you guys... just prayers for us also are totally accepted. You know, we appreciate those because those are priceless. Shady Group.
I have some breaking news, but it's not really breaking news.
Uh-oh.
We have I'm announcing a tentative high profile guest on the MG show, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Do I know?
Yeah, you don't know yet. I just got the message in just now through my phone.
You know,
look at him like he's starting to sweat. I'll give you a hint. It's someone else in the Trump orbit. I'll tell you that. We just got the message. I'll keep it under my hat.
I got a little someone secret. Else that we've been trying for him. I think I might know who it is.
You can't guess this one.
We are the Nunez now.
No.
Are you laughing?
Matt Nunes. No?
All right.
If you hit guessing. It, if you hit it, I'd tell you. But it's not confirmed yet. I gave him Wednesday, Thursday at noon as a time possible open for a special guest to come on the MG show next week.
We put some cash on it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now what?
Mm-hmm. Nope, it wasn't. It's not anybody that's been here before.
It's not anybody that's been here before, but somebody in Trump's circle?
Yep.
All right, stop it. Why is he
I railroaded the show.
Jelly B, $17 Rumble rent. Thank you. I think, did I miss this one? $2.94 to go, Zinfa. Oh, you're so awesome, dude. Zinfa has been doing this for our show, and, you know, really thank you so much. You don't know how much this all means to us, because we've been struggling for four years, and finally, you know, we're able to actually live a little bit, Shady Groove. I mean, not a lot of bit, but a little bit.
A little's good. A little will do.
A little will do. And thank you very much. So where are we at, Shady? We've got Donald J. Trump. This is the ridiculous all electric car policy of Biden administration. And you guys all know why he has this policy, right? We did the dig on this because Biden, his son, Hunter, John Kerry's son, have the battery market lithium in Afghanistan and China through China. So why would Biden be doing an electric car policy that you can't even plug in because they want you to turn off your TV in California? I mean, mm-hmm. Guys, I think the picture's being painted. So let me read this. The ridiculous all-electric car policy of Biden administration will go down as the greatest gift that our country has ever given to China. What did I just say, Shady Groove?
You said that the China control electric car.
China, Shady. Yeah. All right. So they have or control 100% of the material necessary to make the battery. I mean, is this confirming our dig? We have nothing, but we have the gasoline and they don't. Electric cars are much more expensive, both to buy and to run, and will never go nearly as far, and will have very little overall impact on the environment. This is almost as dumb, in quotes, as the U.S. border policy. Let market decide. Dumb, Shady. These people are stupid, is what that means. And I know people are going to say military bases. I get it, but that's a very interesting truth.
Well, the American people aren't dumb, and the American people are seeing what is going on, and they can't. Most of them, guys, understand. I mean, you know, we're living in a world where, you know, you look at the economy. Roughly 4.2, 4.3 million people in America make over $400,000 a year. So that would be the category that you would essentially have to be in, you know, somewhere in there to, you know, 250 to 300, 400 a year to actually stand out and afford something like this and to be able to afford the inconvenience that an electric car causes. Because, like I said, you drive that thing 100 miles, you have to plug it in. It takes like 2.5, 3 hours to charge it back up to drive another 100 miles. I mean, think about that concept. This is unbelievable on its face, but they're not really talking about these different things. And what you just mentioned, I think it's like 30 pounds of cobalt for one battery or something. I mean, the rare earth minerals that it takes to build one car is crazy. And then you go look at the big holes that they're digging in the earth to get to these minerals, and you realize real quickly that this is not about being environmentally friendly. This is about controlling all levers of transportation or energy or, quote, power.
Powerful people, Shady. Remember the Jeffrey Epstein? Very powerful people. Very powerful. And P-O-W-E-R was the only thing capitalized in that word. F-U-L was lowercase. So, Shady, we got this. We got their narratives are failing. We got a queen. So look at the queen, not our economy, not anything else. Queen, queen, queen. When does the queen get taken out, mid to late to end? How does that work, Shady Groove? Interesting.
Yep. Queen protects king.
And that king, boy, we did a little dig on him. If you haven't done a dig on that guy, just Vlad the Impaler and put King's name in, and you'll be very happy you found that. Capitol Police, all these narrative things, because Capitol Police whistleblower memo lays out the January 6th intelligence failures on Pelosi's watch, guys. So, you know, all the crap that they're showing you on the news, but they don't show you stuff like this. But we do right here on the MG show. Isn't that correct, Shady?
That is absolutely correct. That is our job.
It's our job. So this is John Solomon. This was actually retruthed by President Donald J. Trump and on our conference call today.
It's a twofer.
Just 3 days after January 6th Capitol breach of the Capitol Police's top intelligence analyst sent a blistering email to supervisors blowing the whistle on what he says was a failure to heed clear intelligence warning that right-wing rioters planned to storm the Capitol. Analysts have been reporting for weeks that patriot groups are commenting on social media their intentions to storm the U.S. Capitol with overwhelming numbers. But, you know, Shady, I also found that Antifa was setting it up, too. I mean, Eric Hoar, H-O-A-R, Hoar, I'll just call him that for now. Eric Hoar wrote in the January 9th, 2021 email to his bosses, "I don't know what was occurring behind the scenes, but I hope that information was briefed with the veracity it deserved and not just a one-time event assessment." Hoar wrote that he feared political considerations that overtaken security needs in the lead up to the riot. Quote, "The notion that valid intelligence is trumped by optics or political decisions is unacceptable. It puts lives in danger," he said. "This is a concept I've understood for a long time, and I know you are aware of this as well, and I hope it has meaning now. Obvious to all officials, commanders, and stakeholders." And we can actually read his full memo. But wow, Shady Groove. Shady Groove.
How about now? That's me. It's me. No, it was me. I've been hoping that he would, come out and speak
I'm done. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it was me. I hit the wrong button that time, Yeti. Come on, punish me. It's time. All right, I'm going to take it.
Punish.
Take my.
Oh, hey.
There we go. Thank you.
Darn it. Oh, my gosh. We're having way too much fun today. Miss Thea Maria says, "For the two dudes being the news to the world, we love you. God bless." Thank you, Thea. Rudy with, "I got this $8 minute. Who's next?" Oh, my gosh. Duxa 444. "I love this show. We love you." Shelly B, thank you. $17 Rumble Rant. And I think I'm caught up. I don't know if I missed any of you. I am so sorry. But thank you, guys, from the bottom of our hearts. But yeah, Shady, this is the optics. So the mention of optics appears to be a reference to the language. When the White House Democratic leadership rejected an offer before January 6th from the Trump Pentagon to send the National Guard troops to assist the police after facing retaliation following the riot, Hoar left the Capitol Police Intelligence Unit and landed at the Homeland Security Department, where he's now assigned to train numerous agencies, including the Capitol Police, on how to avoid future failures like the one he decried in his memo.
Yeah. And this is the story. I mean, this is the story. You want to talk about an insurrection or January 6th, right? We know who are insurrecting, and it's called the FBI. That's who was insurrecting on January 6th. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Because we trust them now, don't we?
Mm-mm.
No. We got a lot of weird stuff going on. There's a White House summit on biotechnology and biomanufacturing. Check it out.
That we're making, not just from our health, energy, and science departments and agencies, but also from security-focused departments like the Pentagon. At the same time, we're also focused on making sure all of this reflects our values, because we are up against competitors in the world who have a different view of the norms and values that relate to science and innovation. And that means coordinating frameworks for privacy and ethics, rationalizing regulations, and of course, doing what we need to do to accelerate the lab-to-fab life cycle, taking great ideas and making great products, and doing so in a way that lifts up and empowers workers in this country, working families in this country, at the same time as we're continuing to break through new scientific barriers. We also have to remain cognizant of the risks that biotechnology can pose, including lab safety and security. And that is why we are so focused on the biosecurity elements of the overall.
Why? Because a virus might get released? I mean, just asking for a friend. Wow.
Yeah. They don't. It's just interesting how they're getting more and more comfortable saying what is real. I find it amazing.
And you know, scientism is Satanism.
It is.
Yeah. Right. So we got my Norman. Love you guys. We love you. LK Dark Delight. Much love. Yo, you guys. Thank you so much, brother. So Shady, we got that. A lot of weird happening. We got Mitch McConnell. Shady. What Mitch McConnell is like, what is he trying to lose for the Rhinos? Mm-hmm. You know, yep. Go ahead and what do you think about what he's doing right now?
Well, I mean, I think that he is, he doesn't want to win. I think that he thinks that these candidates that we out here in America are electing or the putting in the primaries are, unworthy. I think that is, would be in the ballpark of the way that he refers to you. He thinks that they are weak and that they can't win. And I think that that is hilarious considering that the Democrats have spent somewhere around $53, $54 million in different candidates across the country of what they consider extreme right candidates. And they're funding them. And then they're winning a few of these elections. They've already won. And now Mitch McConnell is, he's going to be on the hot seat, my friend. He does not believe America first. He is not MAGA and he is not on our side. As a matter of fact, if you're MAGA, Mitch, why don't you pay a little bit of attention out here to Oregon? We get Joe Ray Perkins in as senator in Oregon. I bet you wouldn't really be a fan of Joe Ray being in the Senate.
No, he's probably funding the one that she's running against.
I would imagine so.
All right, so let's look a little bit at this. Why this day, Lindsay?
Through a party to celebrate the economy while the Dow collapsed and Americans got poorer. It was a full-on fiesta. It had a hype man, it had music, and even some gibberish from the president. Listen.
I have seen fire.
Is that Lynn Wood?
Is New York in the house?
Are there any Californians in the house?
Think about what you'd think about at the time. Think about how you'd feel.
I don't know what that all was, but what were the Republicans doing? On the day inflation roared back and the market crashed, I thought I'd see Republican senators holding press conferences in front of grocery stores and gas stations, you know, promising to bring prices down if you put them back in charge. But that's not what happened. Instead, Lindsey Graham called a press conference to propose a nationwide abortion ban.
We should have a law at the federal level that would say after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life of another.
Senator Lindsey Graham joins me now. So, Senator Graham, Republicans are very angry at you. You're getting a lot coming for this. Yeah. Why'd you do it on that day? Not great timing. Don't you see that?
I'm proudly pro-life, and I have no apology for being pro-life, and there's no bad time to defend the unborn. So if you expect me to sit on the sidelines and watch the Democratic Party try to pass the most radical abortion law in the history of the country, you're talking to the wrong guy. What do I oppose? Schumer and Pelosi have proposed a law for the entire nation that will allow abortion on demand until the point of birth. There are seven nations on the planet have that extreme view. China and North Korea are two of the seven.
We all agree on that.
No, wait a minute. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit on the sidelines and let America become that kind of nation.
No one's saying you need to sit on the sidelines, but yesterday wasn't the day to do that. Yesterday was the day they lost all momentum when this inflation thing punched them right in the face and you gave them an out. A lot of people don't like that. You could have done it on any other day, just like you could have delayed the whole press conference, like Joe should have delayed that stupid party.
So I take issue. I don't think there's a bad day to stand up for the unborn. What am I trying to say? That America needs to have a policy that makes us a civilized nation. It would bother me that if a baby's aborted at 38 weeks in California, New York, what am I proposing for our country? That at 15 weeks, when the baby can feel pain, you provide anesthesia to save its life. If you operate on it, it should be protected from being dismembered by an abortionist. That puts us in line with France, Germany, Great Britain. They all have abortion bans below 15 weeks.
I understand. So, and the people are with you on that. No, you're right.
I'm not going to apologize.
You're right. No.
Ever apologize about standing up for the unborn. And you know what? We need to go on the offensive here.
It's not what's in your heart. Americans agree with that. They're against abortion after the first trimester. But there, you got to talk tactics, Senator. It's terrible timing, terrible tactics. We could have shoved this down their throat on the day the Americans got hammered with this inflation number and the market crashing. And now all the media and the Democrats are talking about federal abortion ban, federal abortion ban. You know that's not smart politics, right?
They're lying. Here's what I would say. I know everybody knows inflation's out of control. This is the most extreme agenda for the American people on the border when it comes to crime. And let me just say this. It is now time for the pro-life community to lend their voice to the most extreme measures being pushed by the Democratic Party. We should have done it yesterday. We should have done it the day before. But from this day forward, I promise you to prosecute the case against their border policies, against their economic policies, against their foreign policy.
All right. Where's the record scratch? Let's get him off there. Because, you know, what happened with the Supreme Court, Lindsey, even a regular American person can figure this out. It went back to the states. Get your hands off it. Get your little ladybug buttocks off and knock it off. You are a rhino. You are implicated in Ukraine. You're a sick man. Resign.
Yep, you might as well call him Eyepatch McCain 2.0, whatever you want to call him. There's no difference between Lindsey Graham and John McCain. They are both twins, in my opinion. And we can see this is a smokescreen. He did this on purpose. This was intentional. He did this right as momentum was building. And, you know, Biden was up there giving that speech. The economy was literally tanking as he was talking. And then by the evening, Lindsey Graham had blown all that up and focused back on the idea that they can virtue signal about ending abortion. Remember, they virtue signal and act like everybody wants to end abortion as opposed to give the power to the state and let the state decide what it is, what is best for that state. No place in the Constitution to say anything about killing babies as part of your constitutional right. I don't care what you say.
And Shady, they should be able to do it on a real voting system that is run here in America, and every vote is counted and weighted the same. No cheating. No cheating. Let's just do it. You know, knock it off. Let's fix our vote system, bring it to the states, and we'll vote for it. That's all.
Or against it. Yep.
But we'll vote for whatever. You know, yes, or against it, of course. Of course, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But let's stop cheating. Let's stop working for Planned Parenthood, shipping these things all over the place for the pharmaceutical agencies and the bioweapons used against you. It's enough is enough. It's not about women's rights.
We're not going to take advice from a domestic infiltrator is what I consider him. I would have used a more harsher term there, but I backed away. But a domestic infiltrator, a person who does not believe in America, a person who does not believe in the republic. Lindsey Graham believes in the democracy. He believes in his nice, cozy little position, and he loves his authority. He loves his power more than he loves any other human being. That is a problem. That is literally what our institution is built to avoid. And here we are. And so we have to call it out.
And, you know, he's at Mar-a-Lago a lot. He's with the president a lot. He's golfed with them. It's very interesting. What's going on, folks? What's going on? Shady Groove, this is the worst president ever. And this was very well done. Joe Biden is the worst president ever, period.
And, thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost. Conducting our drawdown differently would have certainly come with an increased risk of safety to our personnel. To me, those risks were unacceptable. But the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
1 month later,
the Afghan military collapsed.
Into a C-17, we've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
the border.
The idea that Joe Biden said, come.
Our nation says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
They're seeking asylum. First time ever we've told people they can't come to America. That ends. The cage is closed.
Do not come. Do not come.
Inflation.
Talking inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view.
That is a fresh 40-year high.
The second big reason for inflation is Vladimir Putin.
COVID.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
COVID deaths, over 650,000 deaths under Biden.
If you're vaccinated, you can be around the vaccinated or unvaccinated people. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. The choice is yours. You all made this possible. This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Worst president ever. I think we documented that pretty well in a minute video, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and did you ever think that you would be here where they would literally be standing there at the bully pulpit saying what they're saying to you every day? I mean, think about the great work. Think about the great work of patriots in America to force them. That's what has happened. We have forced them to do that. They are doing it because they have no option. And I'd like to just mention real quick to everybody out there, you want to talk about inflation? You want your friends and family, and they talk about and they say and they speak and they mention inflation, mention Federal Reserve. Word inflation, if you hear it from somebody, mention Federal Reserve. Isn't that the Federal Reserve's job? Why is there so much money supply in the market right now? Why are they creating and putting more money supply in the market? Anytime anybody complains about inflation, connect their mind to the Federal Reserve, because that is a big gap that no normie is understanding. They're not realizing that the Federal Reserve's charter, literally the reason that they tricked us into starting the Federal Reserve initially, was to control the money supply and inflation. And right now they have no cover, guys. So the more you talk about it, the better.
You know, and very well said too. And, you know, for example, if Donald J. Trump had the record and was doing what Joe Biden was doing today, I would very much so be calling him out.
Yep. 100%.
Why are we on defense all the time? Why don't you put it on them? Why are we on defense all the time? If Donald Trump, again, was doing exactly what's happening today with Biden, the inflation, the COVID, the border, the wars, I'd be talking about how bad Donald J. Trump is as well, folks.
I wouldn't have voted for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't have voted for him in 2020. Yep.
Right. Yeah, so there you have it. We were doing very well. Shady, it's another day in the can. My gosh, Georgia Girl Allison, there was $85 left. Thank you so much. Georgia Girl Allison, Rumble Rant, $85. You guys met our goal today, plus a little more. Thank you. Here you go, she says. As Nico said, $25. And Hey Lady says, $17 in the bank. Thank you guys so much. We love you. And with that, Shady, I mean, we got another. We're actually heading out to undisclosed location to meet some patriots and do some documentary filming, Shady. So we're going to be gone tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something. All right, rise and reign. Rise and reign, Patriots. Rise and reign. Shady Groove, great show. I love you. Thank you, Yeti. Thank you, everybody.
Ships on vigor of the waves are skimming barren summits to the verdant plains. Each horizon is a new beginning.
Rise and reign. Sing it, guys.
Far from the fjord to the ice cold currents, ravens soar over new frontiers. Songs and sagas of a fate determined, shields and spears. bound of favor or the thrill of plunder. Pull together for the clan and kin, clank of hammers and the crash of thunder. Bound within. Ho, ho, the echoes of eternity. Ho, ho, Valhalla taught in me.
Stephanie tonight, yes.
T.me/MG Show. Blood and glory in the fighting fields. Shields are shattered into splintered timbers, iron and steel. Fires are rising and the bells are ringing. Glory, take us into Odin's hall. Golden liver and the sound of singing as bards call. Oh, 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 the echoes of eternity. Oh, 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 Valhalla calling me. Oh, 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 to pluck the strings of destiny. Oh, 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 Valhalla calling me. Valhalla calling me. Wind and the waves will set me free. Wind and the waves will carry me. Wind and the waves will set me free.
www.mg.show. Boom.